Six Wives, The Queens of Henry VIII by David Starkey. Read by Patricia Hodge. Royal weddings in the early 16th century, like royal weddings now, were an opportunity for lavish public ceremony. And none was more magnificent than the first of the century, the marriage on 14th of November 1501 of the Prince and Princess of Wales in St. Paul's Cathedral. A great elevated walkway had been erected from the west doors to the steps of the chancel, nearly 600 feet away. The walkway was covered in red cloth and stood at head height. In the middle of the nave it broadened out into a stage several steps high. The wedding itself took place on the upper part of the stage, with the rest of the officiating clergy standing on the lower steps so as not to obscure the view. After the wedding, the young royal couple, both dressed in white, walked hand in hand, the gesture had been arranged beforehand, along the remaining section of the walkway towards the high altar for the nuptial mass. The musicians struck up again, and the cheers resounded. They became even louder when, just before entering the gates of the sanctuary, the couple turned to face the crowds. "That the present multitude of people might see and behold their persons." Was there a royal wave? Did they actually kiss? This was the sort of occasion that was tailor-made for Henry. He was handsome, tall for his age, and already with an indefinable star quality. It was a show for stealing, and steal it Henry duly did. All eyes were on him when he escorted the bride along the walkway. All eyes were on him again when, at the wedding ball, he cast his cloth of gold gown.